Is it good? Okay, I will start. Good morning, everyone. I'm Soyeon Park from UCSD. First, thank you for attending my talk. Today, I will present press probabilistic replay with execution sketching on multiprocessors. As we all know, writing a concurrent program is very difficult. Because a human being is used to sequential thinking, we easily introduce concurrency bugs. Concurrency bugs have caused severe real-world disasters, such as medical accident by Teriak 25 and the Northeast blackout in 2003. Recent multi-core trend even worsened this problem. A concurrency bug has a notorious characteristic, which is it requires specific thread interleavings to manifest. Let's look at an atomicity violation bug in Apache. This bug can manifest only when these memory accesses are interleaved in this particular order. Such characteristics have two implications. First, it is very hard to expose many concurrency bugs during in-house testing. Inevitably, many concurrency bugs escape into production runs. Once a concurrency bug manifests during production run, it is also very difficult to reproduce the bug for diagnosis. Our work tries to deal with this problem. To reproduce a bug, a deterministic replay has been used. For uniprocessors, it is relatively easy. Uniprocessors have only three sources of non-determinism, which include input, thread scheduling, and system calls. Therefore, as long as we record those informations during production run and supply them in the same way as production run, we can reproduce the bug. However, the deterministic replay for multiprocessors is much more challenging. Now, multiple threads concurrently execute on different processors. It introduces another important source of non-determinism, which is the interleaving of shared memory accesses. It makes replay very difficult. In this example, we have to know the exact order of memory accesses to reproduce this bug. There have been way too many shared memory accesses. It is conceivable that it is very expensive to record all of shared memory accesses. Therefore, many hardware designs have been proposed for fast recordings. However, none of them is existing in reality, and it is not clear whether they will ever become reality. Some of the research work proposed software-only approach. Unfortunately, many of them incurs significantly high production run overhead. So sometimes it can be more than 100 times slowdowns. So it is not practical for most of applications. Let me show existing software research proposals in more details. First, in common practice, to avoid a production run overhead, we do not record anything. Instead, some error happens, then we try to replay over and over to reproduce a bug. Sometimes it requires more than 1,000 times replay attempts. On the other hand, all existing research software approach aims to reproduce a bug on the first replay attempt. It can be achieved only by recording all non-deterministic events during production runs, so it has huge overhead. From this comparison, we made important observations. I really want you to get these two points during my talk. First, compared to replay efforts, production run performance is much more critical. Some applications may not even tolerate 1 to 2 slowdowns. So those applications, we cannot use existing software research proposals. Second observation is, we do not need to reproduce a bug on the first replay attempt. Look at the common practice, right? So in other words, in order to do less during production runtime, we are willing to give more replay efforts during diagnosis. Now, I will introduce our replay scheme, probabilistic replay with execution sketch. PLAST has 3 main ideas. First, during production run, we record only partial information, which can significantly decrease the recording overhead. Second, we try to push the complexity into diagnosis time. That is the performance is relatively non-critical. The third point, since we only have partial information, of course, we may not reproduce the bug on the first replay run. Fortunately, we can leverage feedback from the unsuccessful replay runs. This is the process of PLAST. During production run, we only take important information called a sketch. Once an error happens, we try to reconstruct unrecorded non-deterministic events to reproduce a bug. During replay time, if a replay run goes to a wrong direction, we immediately abort the replay and then analyze why it fails to reproduce a bug. Then, based on this feedback, we enforce another execution pass in next replay runs. Please note that we try to reproduce the bug, not necessarily of the original execution. Once we reproduce the bug, we already have a complete information to reproduce the bug. Therefore, from now on, we can always reproduce the bug with 100% probability. Okay, I will explain the sketch recording schemes. This arrow shows the whole spectrum of possible sketch recording schemes. I will show a few recording methods here, each of which has a different recording granularity and overhead. So this end has the smallest overhead, and this end has the largest overhead. First, the base scheme records only on essential information for uniprocessor deterministic replay. On the other hand, read-write schemes represent existing software-only approach, so it records the global order of shared memory accesses. To explain these 5 sketch methods, I will use this running example. Here, the 3D one is supposed to print out the final result. Unfortunately, it happens right before thread 2 actually assign a value. Sync scheme records the global order of synchronization operations on the top of the base. In that way, we can ensure and reach the global order of log acquisitions during replay time. SYS scheme records the global order of system calls. Similarly, function schemes takes the every entry point of the function calls. BB records the global order of basic blocks, and BBN is an optimized version of BB. So in that case, the BB2 takes every second basic blocks. Now you may notice that we take more and more sketching point from base to RW. These schemes are only for demonstrating our main ideas, and you can add your own method into this space. For example, you can take only fifth function calls for your applications. Now I will explain the bug reproduction phase. First, PI replayer controls replay runs to follow original order of sketch points. In the meanwhile, a monitor is used to detect whether a replay run succeeded to reproduce the bug. If it fails, we analyze the reason. For the purpose, we have a unique component called replay recorder. We record all non-deterministic events during replay time, and from that trace, we take the feedback and decide how to improve the next replay run. I will look at these three components in more details. During replay time, at least the sketch point should be replayed in the same way as production runs. For the purpose, our PI replayer controls the replay runs. For example, if we record log A and B in this order, then PI replayer enforces the same order to reproduce a bug. So it's regardless which thread reaches the sketching point, the PI replayer enforces the same order. Now you may start wondering, how we know whether the replay run succeeds to reproduce a bug or not. For that purpose, our monitor is designed in a way to detect crash, deadlock, and incorrect results. In addition, we can also leverage testing Oracle and existing bug detection tools. Monitor can also detect unsuccessful replay by comparing the replay run and the original sketch information. If there is any inconsistency, we immediately abort the replay. It prevents us from going forward and give useless effort on wrong instruction path. If monitor says, oops, we failed to reproduce a bug, then what can we do? Of course, we can replay it again from the starting point of the execution or the previous checkpoint. The question is, shall we do something different for next time? One way is just letting replay run go naturally. In that way, the replay run may be somehow different from the previous runs. However, instead of such random approach, we want more a systematic way. So we can actively learn from the mistake and decide how to improve. The first step to improve replay is to know why the previous replay run fails to reproduce a bug. Fortunately, there is a common reason. For example, function sketch takes only the entry point of the function. Between these two function calls, we don't record anything, especially the order of data races. So during replay time, some unrecorded data race may execute in a wrong way, and we may fail to reproduce the bug. Our feedback generator captures those data races and try to flip systematical way. You may be worried. What if there are too many data races? How can we flip all of them? However, unfortunately, we already know the global order of sketch points, so we can filter out many useless data races. I will show the more details here. First, from the complete trace of the shared memory accesses, we identify dynamic race pairs. We use the happens before race algorithms. As for some data races, we can infer their original orders, and we don't need to try flip those orders. For example, this sketching order already implies the original order of these data races. Therefore, we filter out those data races, and among the remaining suspect data races, we pick one based on close to failure first and depth first search. In our next replay, we deterministically execute until the suspect data race and then flip those orders. Okay, I will show the evaluation result here. We implement press with a pin. We used 11 applications and 13 real-world concurrency bugs. So it includes auto-missed violation bug, order violation bug, and deadlock bugs. First, I will show the overhead of non-server applications. Here we show original pin overhead. If we can use static instrumentation tool, then we can avoid this overhead. Let's see RW first. RW shows up to around 280 times slowdown. On the other hand, sequences shows less than 60% overhead. And this graph shows the normalized throughput of MySQL. The trend is similar. So RW shows only 30% of normal throughput, the original throughput. On the other hand, NSYNC and SYS have a small overhead, so it can show the three times higher throughput than RW. It is not surprising because these schemes only take partial information. Then, can those schemes still reproduce bugs? This slide shows this result. First, the base cannot reproduce any evaluated bugs within 1,000 tries. And as expected, RW can reproduce all bugs on the first replay try. Interestingly, SYNC and SYS still can reproduce 12 out of 13 evaluated bugs within 10 replay attempts. Function and BB5 also can reproduce all evaluated bugs, mostly within 5 attempts. So maybe you want to balance your replay efforts and the recording overhead for your own purpose. This slide shows the benefit of our feedback generation. So this table shows our low overhead coarse-grained sketch schemes can work well only because of our PI replayer leveraging feedback generation. On the other hand, the random approach cannot work at all. So during replay time, we filter out useless races whose orders can be already determined by sketching point. So this table shows the effect of race filtering. So race filtering can significantly shrink the unrecorded non-deterministic space to be explored. And what if we try to replay the exactly same execution as the production run? So we also compared the replay efforts against the press result. So you can look at our papers. As a conclusion, we showed for reproducing concurrency bugs on multiprocessors, the software approach can be practical and also efficient. The key point of our press are, first, We do not need to reproduce the bug at the first replay attempt. Second, we can trade replay efforts for the lower recording overhead by taking the probabilistic approach. Third, our lower overhead and coarse-grained sketching schemes can work well with our PI replayer leveraging feedback generations. Thank you very much. Yeah, that is a very good point. Actually, I should have mentioned that point. So, exactly, you are right. So we can analyze the trace, and then the programmer can get more information from the trace, like minimize the bug, the concurrency bugs, or whatever. Oh yeah, that's also a good point. Yeah, of course we can use our work on the virtual machine. So yes, that's correct. If we use the virtual machine, we can even replay the whole systems, not only the applications. So yeah.
Is the probabilistic? Is it precise enough to be able to roll back an execution and determine what happened and got you there?
It depends on which recording schemes we took. So it means if the recording schemes is fine-grained enough, then we can just easily go back and then look at the traces. But yeah, it also depends on the replay efforts and also recording overhead.
I guess another way to ask the question might be, what is the inherent collection overhead to gather a trace that is suitable for, that is precise enough to be able to allow backtracking?
Sorry, can you?
You presented several schemes with different collection overhead.
Yes, yes.
Different sort of levels, yes. Levels of fidelity,
yes.
If you will, to the full execution.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if you've thought enough about the properties to be able to say which is sort of the minimal scheme that you can use that would actually
allow backtracking. Oh, yeah. So if the target application have many log operations, then maybe the sync operation will be enough for the efficient replay. And then because the sync recording the sync operation has imposed a small overhead. But if we assume there is no synchronization point at all, then maybe sync scheme cannot work, right? So besides these recording schemes, maybe the user can try to just randomly, not randomly, maybe once per 1,000 instruction like that. Then in that way, they can anyway trade the recording overhead and also replay the efforts.
Time to find the accurate reduction in run, and I'm wondering if you expect that to what caused that.
So you mentioned the next paper in this section? Yes. Yes. I think the ideas, the main idea seems similar, right? But their work may be more focused on the static analysis to reduce the runtime overhead. So maybe after we listen to the next talk, then we can discuss together. So you means your question is the checkpoint. How can we use the checkpoint for our press? That is your question.
So basically, the question is: these monitor bugs usually take a long time to appear, run server for months, and then it just appears after 6 months, let's say. And it seems to me like the overhead of continuously recording the execution for such a long time is
going to
be cumbersome.
Oh, of course we can take a checkpoint, right? And so first we can look at since the last checkpoint, we can look at the trace and then find how to improve the next replay. So it means we can gathers all data races between these durations, and if we cannot find or we cannot reproduce the bug, then of course we can go back to the previous checkpoint. So yes, we assume that we can take the checkpoint.